Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Ladies and gentlemen!
1 minute to showtime.
Whoa!
Listen to this.
Ordered for quality assurance.
Listen
to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady.
Number 5.
You should have gone before we left on the trip. That's all I'm saying. This dude in Florida gets pulled over for doing 75 in a 55 zone by a police officer. The guy says, I really had to go to the bathroom. I had to go, number one. I have to go, number one.
Busting through the toilet, yeah.
And number two, the police officer said, yeah, I don't care. Get out of the car. He didn't. He drove off, clipped the police officer's arm on the way out, and that's where the chase began.
Oh, right? My God. So the cop chased him all the way back to this guy's house in Carlos. The fellow tried to run inside, but the cop hit him with a taser and took him down. And then when he tried to put Carlos in the back of his car, it turns out the whole I have to go to the bathroom thing was real because Carlos peed and pooped all over the back seat.
Yeah, well, the taser probably had something to do with that.
Well, I don't know. Look, when you've got to go to the loo, peeing is one thing. Pooping, here's my terror. If I need to poop, I need to poop now. And my fear is that it's, if you don't poop now, it's going to crawl back up and you just don't know when you'll need to go again. And don't even laugh, because I used to think I was just crazy. And then I saw this Seinfeld episode years ago and it proved to me I'm not alone. Listen to this. It happens.
Hey, what happened to you yesterday?
I got mugged.
You got mugged?
Mugged? Well, I wouldn't have minded it so much, but I was running home to go to the bathroom.
Well, why didn't you use the bathroom in the building?
It was full. And I tried a few other places, you know, but that didn't work. I mean, it was an emergency, Jerry. I was really percolating. So I decided to run home, you know, through the park, and then these two guys, they stopped me. But now I got a big problem, buddy.
What is it?
Well, I waited so long, I missed my chance.
You didn't go?
No. And now I can't get it back.
See?
So let me see if I understand this correctly. You're using a scene from the TV show Seinfeld to support your theory that if you miss your window...
It crawls back up.
It crawls back up.
And you just don't know when you're going to get that, because it's...
I get it.
All right.
I buy it. Listen.
Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
I wouldn't be, but I am this time.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
This is not going to be easy for you to hear, but it needs to be said.
Number 4.
This is why I think that teachers are absolutely amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they give their time, and in this situation, maybe even a part of their body.
Oh, my God. You know, they really are. Teachers often are unsung heroes, and one of the things that breaks my heart is often when you hear about teachers having to dig into their own purse to pay for school supplies or extras and things for their class, and it's just, you know, they go above and beyond because they have that caring for their students, and they want their best, you know, for their students. There is a teacher in Wisconsin who is just gone way above and beyond. There is this little 8-year-old, and she lives with her grandparents in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, actually. And she's been living there for the last couple of years so she can get dialysis there while she waits for a kidney transplant. And she's got this rare disorder where your stomach muscles don't develop right, so it causes all kinds of problems for her. And she needs a transplant pretty soon or she could die. Luckily for little Natasha, she's got a pretty amazing first grade teacher.
Jody Schmidt decided to donate one of her kidneys. She got tested. She was a match. But the story doesn't even end there. It's how she told Natasha that this was all happening, which is even more adds even more magic to the story, right?
Yeah, it really does. What this teacher did was she called Natasha's grandmother in and said, hey, can I meet with you at the school? And at first, the grandmother thought, uh-oh, Natasha's in trouble for something and I've, mm-hmm. you know, been called down there for that reason. But then the teacher, Jody, gave her a little pink box and, you know, she was, said, you know, I just want to give you something. I know you're going through a lot and whatever. I just want to give you a little something. So she gives her this pink box and there's all this tissue and stuff inside. So the grandmother pulls it all out and there's a note inside at the bottom that says, it's a match. And the grandmother knew immediately what she was talking about. Here's the reaction. This is just gorgeous. Oh, my God, I got goosebumps.
Wow.
Literally got goosebumps. Can you, I mean, because this Amazing. Teacher is basically saving the little girl's life. Now, Natasha's dealing with an infection right now, but as soon as that clears up, they're going to do the transplant. And, oh, there's, yeah. we got the whole video, actually, which we've put up on our Facebook page. If you want to see that, it'll grab a Kleenex before Amazing. You do, because, honestly, the grandmother's reaction is just so raw and so instant. And, oh.
Every parent on the planet can identify with exactly
yeah.
how that would feel in that moment. We'll continue to follow the story, too.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number three.
Now, if you have an animal, especially a dog, there's all kinds of things you can blame on that dog. We have a 85-pound golden doodle, 9 years old, just a big bucket of love, right? This thing is like a It's like a rug. but the interesting thing is, and this happened to me last night. We've got guests visiting us. We've had guests last week. We have more guests, family visiting us this mm-hmm. week. And there was a strange aroma that didn't emanate from my body. And I'm pretty sure, you know, after 9 years, I know what the dog is, right?
Right.
But it must have been somebody else.
Somebody let one go.
Exactly. So at that point, I'm going, okay, do I blame it on the dog?
But it wasn't you that did it, though.
It wasn't me, but I'm thinking...
But you feel embarrassed for the person.
You could not have missed it, if you know what I mean. We're all sitting in the same room, all conversing, and then it was this
So did anybody else acknowledge it, or is it just you feeling bad?
Well, you could see that the people were experiencing the fragrancy.
Effects. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. So what did you do?
Well, I didn't know what to do. I did end up blaming it on the dog, but I really thought, now are people going to think it was me? You know, because nobody's owning up to it.
Right. Right? Well, I don't know why you said anything at all.
Well, I just felt bad. This is a question for Siri, because I'm really not really sure what to do when this situation may or may not come up again. Is do you blame the breaking of the wind that may
can
not
you blame
be
farts on the dog, basically,
exactly.
is what you
okay,
want to
sure.
know. All right, you
yes.
go ahead. You ask her.
Okay. Siri, can you blame the, how did you put it, Sharon?
Okay, I'll ask her then. Siri, can you blame farts on your dog?
I think that the main reason to ever get a dog is so that you have somebody to blame your farts on.
Aww.
Your dog doesn't care. Dogs love awful smells. When was the last time you saw a dog look grossed out by something, let alone a fart?
That's true.
Dogs stick their noses in the epicenter of the fart on themselves and others. To make up for all of the farts you blame on them, just buy them dog treats. Trust me, no dog in the whole world would argue with that arrangement.
Well, it's a good point.
That is a good point. They put their noses right where farts emanate from, so they don't really care.
And drink out of the toilet. What am I worried about, really?
Anti-social!
You can say that again.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Well, this is going to be a little different than I thought.
Number two.
I grew up on a street called Beechwood Avenue, and I can't remember the old saying where you combine the the street you grew up with and the name of your dog.
Or your first pet or something. Your porn star name.
Your porn star name, right.
Right.
So I was Jake Beechwood. Then, because my
Jake Beechwood. That's actually not a bad name. Mine would have been Leo, so that's kind of weird because we had a cat named Leo. I would have been like Leo Aileen. No, that's just dopey. That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't have a ring to it.
No.
So imagine you live on a street called Katie Crotch Road.
Oh, you'd have a great porn star name, wouldn't you?
You wouldn't need to change that at all, right? That's a Girls Gone Wild, wild video right there.
Oh,
but there is a street
God.
Called Katie Crotch Road.
And it is. It's in a town in Maine. And the thing when you've got a kind of a funny street name like that is the sign keeps disappearing. And in fact, this little town of Emden is asking for its residents to please, can we change the name of the road? Because, you know, every year we have to replace this sign over and over again. It's kind of expensive. And so they're going to just change the street name, or they're planning to change the street name just to Cadie, C-A-D-I-E. And it's going up for a town vote. It's kind of a shame, I think. I mean, this has been an ongoing discussion in the town of Camden. I like Katie Crotch Road, right?
Can you imagine having to write that down or putting it on anything, you know, online that you're filling in?
Right.
Where do you live? 99 Katie Crotch Road.
Right.
Would be fun if the town had a sense of humor and had the roads that went off of Katie Crotch Road, of streets that actually played with the name, like Brazilian Drive or something that was just
itchy.
You might as well have Itchy Crescent.
You could have fun with it. I like it.
Listen
to this. With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Number one.
You know, in our house, we try to eat healthy. We eat some raw stuff. We eat fruit. We eat vegetables. We're staying away from wheat thing. What is that thing that makes your tummy puff up? I can't remember. But my wife has us eating rope. I mean, it's all about eating healthy, right?
Oh, my God. Well, now, you're eating hemp and you're smoking rope.
That's what it is, right? I just can't keep it all straight anymore. West Virginia State Legislature passed a bill a few weeks ago making raw milk legal. And I've read about this for a while, but I always was a little bit cautious about it because it's unpasteurized.
Unhomogenized.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is it safe? They're saying it is, but apparently now it's maybe made some people sick.
Well,
I mean, what's happening here?
I don't know. You think if my husband grew up on a farm in Australia and they used to drink milk straight from the cow.
Sure,
he didn't like
it,
but they would chill at first because he didn't like it warm. But, you know, and the cream would rise to the top and all. And I guess people have been doing that forever.
Yep.
But, you know, we've gotten out of that practice and most of us like to drink our milk homogenized and pasteurized, but some state representatives were celebrating lifting the ban on raw milk by drinking it. And fast forward to today, and a bunch of them are sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and some people are saying, listen, it's just a coincidence. Let's not get too carried away with this. There is a bit of a tummy bug going around, but the health department apparently isn't too sure. Oh, geez, that was gorgeous, wasn't it? What happened there? Oh, my
disgusting.
Lord. So they got an anonymous tip that it was because of the milk, and they're launching an investigation. And we've actually got some audio from one of the guys. His name's Pat McGee, and he's one of the guys that got sick, and he thinks it was just a coincidence. He actually has a stomach flu, and this was actually him. He was laid out on the couch in his office when he did this.
Not feeling that great. I think it's probably just some sort of bad stomach virus. There's definitely some other colleagues that have similar symptoms that I've been experiencing. Now, I highly doubt raw milk had anything to do with it. In my case, I don't think that it's any riskier than eating raw oysters or anything like that.
Oh, jeez, mate.
Could
you,
that.
Oh, my God, that's just revolting, isn't it? You know what I think? I think they were trying to get their milk from a bull. And that's probably, you know what, mate, my dad had this little verse for us when we were, well, he didn't really have it for us kids, but he told it to us when we were kids. And my sister went and told it to her class. Mm-hmm. And this is how it goes. Mary, go milk the bull. There's only one thing to pull. It hangs in the middle like a one-string fiddle. Mary, go milk the bull.
Oh, what a wonderful children's rhyme. And she did that in school? That's hilarious.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.